And I will start with a lemma or a fact, which half, so half is your work, but we need all the assertions. So I thought I'm doing this before I prove the rest, because we need that, and referring to something which we do later is not so nice. So actually in the lecture, this fact is coming later. Fact 357, let S K goes from 0 to capital T be a super martingale. Then we have the following. The first assertion is if sigma is a stopping time, then the stopped process, so I take SK minimum sigma and still let K run from 0 to capital T, is a super martingale. So there's also a way how to describe this. So one says super martingales or martingales in the same way are stable with respect to stopping. So if you stop them, they still are what they are, a super martingale. And now we compare a super martingale with a martingale. If MK, K from 0 to T, is a martingale, and SK is still our super martingale, such that S, oh, I'm already on the third assertion, so not to get confused, I'm writing them in the right order. So if sigma is a stopping time, then we also have this inequality which we know from the super martingale, namely I take S sigma given FK, and this is less or equal to S sigma minimum K, and especially if you take the expectation, then we get that expectation of S sigma is less or equal to S0. So that would be for K equals 0, assuming that F0 is the trivial sigma algebra. Okay, so maybe I should say something, because actually we did not really introduce something like S sigma. So how can I understand that? So S sigma, and the same in the same way S K minimum sigma, maybe you can understand as writing the sum from, let's not take K because K is used here, from N from 0 to capital T. So the sigma is a stopping time in our applications, always with values from 0, 1, 2 up to capital T. So that means that we have SK on the set where sigma is equal to K. So this is how you can imagine this X as sigma. And in the same way, you can, because K minimum sigma is just another stopping time, you can imagine that you can write it like that. So we can say that this is somehow our definition. Okay, so these two things will be an exercise, but I will say something about it anyway. Okay, so number three is now the comparison with a martingale. So if MK is a martingale, such that S0 is equal to the expectation of M capital T, and SK is greater or equal to M key K for all K. Then SK is equal to MK for K. So here we assume that we are in this space, probability space, where each little omega has positive measure. So that's why I'm not writing almost truly. Okay, so what about the first, that the super martingales are stable with respect to stopping? So this is your task to do. And just a little hint. To show this, one can use the representation SK minimum sigma is equal to S0 plus the sum n goes from 1 to k and indicator function. N is less or equal to sigma. And then we take all differences as n minus s n minus 1. So you can check easily that this is true, and then you can use this representation to show that you still have a martingale, a super martingale, sorry. Okay, what about the next one? So we have somehow that this inequality, which looks like a super martingale inequality, if sigma would be k plus 1, and okay, so the hint is this follows from taking the conditional expectation of the following representation now. So we have S sigma is equal to S zero plus, yeah, basically the same. So if you compare these two lines, then if you choose K to be capital T, then on the left-hand side you have F sigma. And if you put here T, then you have the, okay, so this is the special case of these where K is running from 0 to capital T. Okay. So let's do the proof of free. So we want to show that, what actually do we want to show? So we have a martingale, we want to show that SK is equal to MK, but we have already that SK is greater or equal to MK, so we only need to show the other inequality. So SK is less or equal to MK, and so since we have SK is bigger than MK, we only need SK is less or equal to MK, and this follows from the expectation of SK is less or equal to the expectation of MK, because we have that the difference MK minus SK is non-negative. So let's explain why. So the expectation of MK, sorry. We have this. So SK is greater or equal to MK, and if I take yeah, and if the expectation is equal, then they need to be. So we have SK is a super martingale. That means that the expectation of SK I can write, yeah, I can use the tower property. So for a super martingale, we have this inequality that the conditional expectation of one time point higher. Maybe I should start with K now because technical reasons here, we start here with K. So we could use this inequality. The super martingale inequality and use this with tower property. So we put it inside this expectation, we put this conditional expectation, and then we would have, yeah, let's do that. Now we use the inequality and we get this is less or equal to expectation of SK minus 1. And then we can continue like that until we end up in 0. And then we have the assumption that the expectation as 0 is equal to the expectation of the martingale. Okay, and then I said that you should announce if you use tower property, so maybe I should do this also. Okay, and this is this inequality. And then we have that M is a martingale. So for a martingale, we have also such a relation, but with an equal sign. Now you can plug in this, use again tower property, or actually we had half this as an exercise, I guess, to show that the expectation of M capital T is the equal to the M0 or the expectation to each MK. So the expectation is for a martingale is constant, right? So we can have that this is expectation of MK. So we have that SK is greater or equal to MK, but the expectation is the same. So in other words, so we actually did not show this, but we did show the equality. And what is the argument now? We have that SK minus MK, the expectation of that because of this equality is equal to 0. But on the other hand, we know that by assumption, this is non-negative. And then you have probability one, you learn if you take the expectation of a non-negative random variable, and if that is zero, then the random variable must be zero, almost truly. Okay. So in general, that will be almost truly. So I'm putting this here in parentheses because we almost truly for us means empty set in our special case. So that means they must be the same. Okay. So we have these three things. Let me recall because this is what we need today, again and again. First of all, if we stop a super martingale, we still have a super martingale. Secondly, if we use the conditional expectation of a stopped super martingale, then we have this inequality. And third, if we have a martingale where the first value of the super martingale is equal to the martingale's expectation, and the super martingale is what one says dominating the martingale, so it's always greater or equal to, then the super martingale actually is a martingale. Okay, let's see what we can do with that, because our plan was to prove a property of the stopping time. So we are still trying to understand what is the optimal exercise time for our American option. So that was where we ended up last week. And we have some more assertions on that one. So what was the situation? We had this ZK, which is the payoff at each time K, which you would get if you would exercise the option. So with the sequence ZK, and then we had this Snell envelope, this UK, which was the smallest super martingale dominating the Z. And what did we define? We had the first time where they are equal, and that was the a stopping time. And we said that, yeah. What did we say about that one so far? Yeah, that it is the stopping time, and turns the snail envelope into a martingale. Okay, so let me just write what we need in a moment. We have that stopping time tor, which we defined already, which is the first time, so the infimum or minimum about over all k from 0 to capital T, such that the discounted Snell, so the Snell envelope is equal to the discounted payoff at each k. Okay, so in general, this uk tilde is larger. And we said already, if you stop this u with the tor, then we get a martingale. So even if this is in general a super martingale. And now the next assertion, is that U0, which would be the price of the option, is equal to the expectation with respect to our martingale, our measure Q, which makes the discounted share prices into a martingale. That is equal to the expectation if I stop the Z at tor, and this is equal to the expectation of Z stopped at sigma, Z tilde stopped at sigma, over all sigma, which are, okay, now it's no space, mapping from omega into the number 0 capital T, such that sigma is a stopping time. I have to continue here. I hope it's readable. So that is so this is what we want to prove. So actually it turns out now that the tor is an optional stopping time, because that we will define later on. But from the understanding, so we take all possibilities to stop. So we think we can only stop at stopping times, meaning that they should be in a sense that we cannot look into the future. We only know the past. This is our behavior if we want to exercise our options. So that's why stopping times are useful to think of. And now if you take the supremum over all outcomes in average, so we take the expectation, and Z tilde sigma would be our winnings if we exercise the option at time sigma, at a random time sigma. And then we average, and then we take the supremum over all such strategies sigma to stop. Then this is equal to that one, which is our special stopping time tor. Okay, so how to prove that? Yeah, now we need a proposition, which I said already. So let's see if I can find it. So by position. Three, five, three, which we did last week. Maybe like that. I hope you can read that. So what did it say? So we had this U and Z, which I try to recall a bit, and we take the first time where they are equal, and then we know that towards the stopping time and this stopped object is a martingale instead of a super martingale. Okay, so that would mean that U0 is M0. So M0, M was defined as the stopped U tilde in order to avoid too many notation. So MK is simply that one. So if I put zero, of course, then they are zero. Yeah, and the tilde doesn't matter for time K equals zero because then they coincide. And on the other hand, this is of course the expectation of M capital T because we said the martingale has always the same expectation at each time. And since now I'm using M capital T here, this equation, so I get this is U tilde T minimum Thor. And then at the same time, I can write U tilde Thor because the T doesn't change the Thor anymore. And the requirement between U and Z was that at the capital time they are equal. So this is then Z Tau tilde expectation. Okay, and then so that is the first step. In the next step, we see that if I look at this equation, then one inequality, if I want to show the equation, one inequality is clear, namely that the left-hand side is less or equal to, because here I'm taking the supremum and tau is one of the sigmas, right? So clearly we have that the expectation of Z tau tilde is less or equal to the supremum of expectation of Z sigmas. And now I'm taking the supremum of all sigma again. Which are stopping times. Okay, so we just need to show the other inequality. So we have, okay, let me recall. We have the first, which is this one. This is done here. Maybe I should point this out. And then the second equality we show now, but we don't need to show the inequality less than because this is clear. So we only need to show the other way, what other way around. Okay, I guess you understand. We need to show this inequality. Okay, so how can we show that? The right-hand side should be less or equal to the left-hand side. And we get this proving that the expectation of z sigma tilde is less or equal to u0. Because then if you take the supremum, we still have this inequality, right? For all sigma, which are stopping times and mapping from into the numbers and so on. Okay, so how can we get this? So this we get from computing the expectation of z tilde sigma. And now what do we know? We know that the u tilde is dominating the z. So we have zk is less or equal to as everything with tilde. If I say tilde, then both need to get their tildes. Okay, so we have this for all k. And then we talked about today how the sigma we can understand, namely that you can understand these objects with a sigma, that you put those with k, and then you consider the set where sigma is equal to k. Now, if you have two processes, z and u, which have this inequality, then they have this inequality on each of the k. So if you use this representation, then this implies that z sigma tilde is less or equal to u sigma tilde. And this means that I can have the estimate with u tilde and sigma. And now we know that this is a super martingale. And what did we learn today? If you have a super martingale, then the expectation at any stopping time is always bounded by the initial value. Okay, so also here. So that was, what was that? That was fact number 2i. Okay. And this proves the other inequality, because now everything is bounded by u0. You can take the supremum and you are done. Okay, maybe I should write this. Okay, now we want to say that actually this situation that we managed to find a stopping time such that it is equal to the best possible outcome, which we can get on the right hand side, that such a stopping time is called optimal. And this is everything which is behind in the so-called optimal stopping. So as I did see this first time as a student, because I had a teacher who was doing much research in this optimal stopping. So he wrote actually his PhD, I guess, about optimal stopping many, many years ago. And I was first surprised that we take the supremum about something random, because the stopping times are random. But that actually doesn't matter. So I'm writing this again. Maybe you see what I'm meaning. So stopping time. Okay, now we use a new Greek letter. This is a rho going from omega into the seal, capital T, is called Optima. If, and now we write the same thing again, if Z rho tilde is equal to the supremum, and so on. So this is rho and sigma are two different. Don't get confused here. They look a bit similar. Okay, so we know already personally one optimal stopping time, namely that was the first time tor where u tilde and z tilde are equal. The question is this the only one? And in general, no, it's not. So the stopping time, the optimal stopping time is in general not unique, and we will learn that there are more. Okay, so now we have the definition. How can we recognize if somebody is an optimal stopping time? So that is the following proposition. A stopping time rho is optimal. Okay, this is going to be a problem again, so I should squeeze it higher. If and only if we have two things, namely u tilde rho is z tilde rho. That was what our tor was also fulfilling. So if we stop at the first time they are equal, then at this stopping time we have equality. And the second condition is that the stopped object with a tilde is a martingale. Also, this was, of course, fulfilled for our special tor, which was defined above. Okay, so maybe this is visible. So how can we prove that? So let's start with this direction. We assume that we have these two conditions satisfied. And we take the expectation of z rho tilde. That is, of course, because they are equal. The expectation of that with the u. And we can interpret this as the expectation of rho, t minimum rho. And now we use that we have a martingale. So maybe I should a little bit point out whom I'm using. Red we had already today. There's pink and light blue. Okay, so this equality holds because of the pink star. And now since we have a martingale, we know that the expectation is always constant for any time. So we could also put use instead of capital T, we could use zero. And that and in zero, everything is constant, so we just get this is u zero or u zero tilde, whatever you like best. And this is because of the blue part that we have a martingale. And now we use what we have just shown, namely, where is it? It's higher. This equation here. So we use, okay, maybe I should. This is one of our important equations. Let's see if it permits me writing again. Yes, it does. Okay, so we use this equation, or we use proposition 3, 5, 4. Namely, we know that u0 is actually the supremum. So that is proposition 3, 5, 4, I guess. Yes. Okay, that was this direction. And I think we still have 3 minutes. So let's continue for 3 minutes. So now we assume that the rho is an optimal stopping time. Then by definition, we have this equation. So and we only so we start with proposition 3, 5, 4. So we have u0 is equal to the supremum EQ Z sigma tilde and sigma has these properties. Stopping time. This is equal to, by the definition, the expectation with respect to Q of Z rho tilde. And now we have that the u, so we always have that z tilde k is less or equal to u k tilde. So we said that this implies that z k z rho is less or equal to u rho tilde. So this was my explanation, so I make it green. So that means we can estimate this by EQ u rho tilde. But u rho tilde is a super martingale, And we have learned that if you take the expectation of a stopped super martingale, this is always bounded by its initial value. So this is U0. Okay, so that was where was our result? That was the fact 3572. And then we are done. Okay. So you see, I'm repeating the arguments again and again. 3572. And now we have this funny inequality that this is equal to that is and is less equal to u zero. So that means that we get equality by for all terms. And I think it's time to have a break now. So especially these two are equal. That's all. It's really hard not to get mixed up between rho and sigma. Maybe that's not the most considerate choice here. Okay, so let's have a break and continue this part in the end. In the beginning, I mean, of the next session.